And good morning. Welcome to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Keever Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Today on the show, we'll talk about a local athlete who will be playing at the next level. Also, Big 12 men's and women's basketball tournaments, NFL free agency, the Chiefs losing a couple of players from their Super Bowl runs the last couple of years, and the Royals are in spring training. Dakota Kattenberg, Smith Center Lady Red basketball player, outstanding athlete in her high school career there at Smith Center, is going to take her talents to the next level as she's going to play college basketball at Tabor College. She'll be a Blue Jay at Tabor there in Hillsboro. So congratulations to Dakota Kattenberg, over 1,000 points in her high school career there with the Smith Center Lady Red, and she will be playing college basketball at Tabor. Speaking of women's college basketball, the women's Big 12 tournament concluding tonight with the championship game. Unfortunately, the K-State women will not be in that game, as the K-State women lost in the semifinals against Texas by a final of 71-64. K-State now 25-7 on the season and hoping to be a top 16 team in NCAA tournament. And if so, they would host the first and second rounds at Bramlage, where they only lost one game all year long. Coach Mitty thinks they have the resume for it, but they did start to struggle a little bit later in the year with a few losses. Aoka Lee with a game-high 25 points. She had 10 rebounds, and with her 25 points, she passed Brittany Chambers for third on the K-State career scoring list, also her 59th career double-double. Serena Sundell had 12 points, 6 assists. K-State was down, double digits second half, came all the way back in the fourth quarter, but eventually they actually led with about 3 minutes to go. But Texas would use a 14-5 run to capture the victory, and K-State now 25-7. Texas women are 29-4, and Iowa State women knocked off Oklahoma. Oklahoma, the one seed, the regular season champs. Iowa State beat them by 17. So Iowa State and Texas tonight at 8 o'clock, and that'll be at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. And it'll be a busy day at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Why, you may ask? Because the Big 12 men's basketball tournament begins this morning in just a few hours, as number 12 seed Central Florida will take on the 13 seed Oklahoma State at 2 o'clock today. Number 11 Cincinnati will take on number 14 West Virginia. BYU will get the winner of the Central Florida-Oklahoma State game tomorrow morning at 11:30 in the second round. And Oklahoma and TCU will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And Texas and Kansas State will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. K-State the 10 seed, Texas the 7 seed. K-State needs to probably win that game, if not more than that game, to make the NCAA tournament. KU, number 6 seed, they will take on the winner of Cincinnati West Virginia tomorrow night, 8:30. We'll have it for you pregame at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Z96.3 Lake, your home for the Jayhawks in north central Kansas. But the Jayhawks will be without Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. They have both been ruled out for the Big 12 tournament by head coach Bill Self last night on Hawk Talk. He said that they will get them ready for the NCAA tournament. Sounds like they'll be ready to go. Dickinson dislocated his shoulder at Baylor this past weekend. No surgery required. Feel like he's going to be fine. Just needs some rest and then get fired up with practices and get going into the NCAA tournament coming up late next week when it begins. Kevin McCullough resting that bone bruise and that leg that his had started to do better, but then had some issues there at Baylor. So KU'll be without two-fifths of their starting lineup. I would say they're two best players. They're two best offensive threats. So you sit there and you think about Kansas. Can they even win tomorrow night against either West Virginia or Cincinnati? And Cincinnati trying to, well, both Cincinnati and West Virginia probably have to win the tournament to get the automatic bid, so they have a lot to play for. Kansas looks like they're pretty cemented into a 3 seed, although I will argue they should be like a 5. But they have a great resume, especially early in the year. So busy day, 2 games today at T-Mobile Center, 11:30 and 2, and then the women's championship game tonight between Texas and Iowa State. Then tomorrow, 4 games, and then Thursday, it is the quarterfinals, Texas Tech, Houston, Iowa State, Baylor, all getting the double byes. So they await their games on Thursday. That means they only have to win 3 games in 3 days to win the Big 12 tournament. Kansas and Kansas State would have to win 4 games in 4 days to win the Big 12 tournament. And Cincinnati, West Virginia, Central Florida, Oklahoma State would have to win 5 games in 5 days, which seems like a tall task. UConn did it once in the Big East back in the days with the when they played the long tournament. They won 5 games in 5 days. The semifinals are on Friday, and then the championship game is Saturday at 5 o'clock. Course selection Sunday is this Sunday. We'll find out what teams make the NCAA tournament. When we come back in 30 seconds, NFL free agency. The Chiefs losing a couple of players. Who else is still out there for the Chiefs to go after?
Does your vehicle have a leak, squeak, or rattle? Is there an annoying warning light shining at you from the dash? I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. If you have an automotive issue, don't just live with it because you're afraid of what it might cost to get it fixed. We offer a 15-minute no-wrench inspection for free, so you can get a professional opinion about your problem without spending a dime. Call or stop by today. We're happy to take a look at almost anything for free. That's Kiever Brothers Automotive just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieverBrothers.com.
All right, first day of NFL free agency was yesterday, and just like kind of the Major League Baseball free agency, you have the first day possibly to trade or make free agent moves on all these professional sports. There's a lot of movement right off the bat, and we can tell you some of the notables. Let's start with the Chiefs, where the Chiefs, they re-signed James Winchester, their long snapper, so he'll be back with the Chiefs next year. Of course, Matt Areza was a former sixth-round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills, and the Chiefs signed him a few weeks ago. That meant, more than likely, Tommy Townsend was not going to be a Chief next year. Tommy Townsend gets a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Houston Texans, so Tommy Townsend is no longer a Kansas City Chief. Nick Allegretti, who did a great job as a backup guard for the Chiefs over the last few years, and then stepped in to be a starter in the AFC title game, and then the Super Bowl in place of the injured Joe Tooney, but the Chiefs don't have enough cap space to keep everybody. Allegretti got a 3-year, $16 million deal with the Washington Commanders, $9 million guaranteed. He's earned every penny. He had a torn UCL he played through there in his elbow in the Super Bowl, fought through it. And so Nick Allegretti gets his money, well-deserved. He wouldn't get that much with the Chiefs, and he has a chance to be a starting lineman at guard for the Commanders. So the Chiefs lose Tommy Townsend, Nick Allegretti. No big surprises there. We expect the Chiefs to lose Willie Gay to free agency. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a free agent. Mecole Hardman Jr. is a free agent, although I think Hardman might be back with the Chiefs. And there are a few other free agents that the Chiefs have that may not be back next year. But I think those Legarius Sneed, of course, the Chiefs have tagged him, and there's a chance that they would trade him if he works out a trade. The Chiefs are like a first-round pick for Legarius Sneed, and then Sneed could sign a long-term deal with another team, but no movement on that. Of course, Chris Jones just the other day signing, or not necessarily signing yet, but agreeing to a 5-year, $160 million deal, makes him the highest-paid defensive tackle in NFL history, according to his agent. And he gets first three years, $95 million guaranteed. So the Chiefs avoid free agency with Chris Jones, which is a good move. He's the best defensive player on the market, but not on the market because the Chiefs went ahead and locked him up. He is 29. Some people may say they're tying too much money into Chris Jones. Think about this for a second. Matt Derrick at Chiefs Digest put this out there on social media yesterday that as of now, the Chiefs have 10 players signed through 2026. So for the next 3 seasons, they have only 10 players that are under contract. And we're talking for 2026. $104 million is tied up in two players in 2026 right now on the books. And trust me, they'll move some stuff around. Mahomes, a $63 million cap hit, and Jones would be $41 million. Jones' cap hit this upcoming season, despite the big contracts, only going to be $7.5 million. So the Chiefs obviously are in it to the three-peat. It makes sense. What the Chiefs will do moving forward, we'll address maybe here in a moment. There's some other big deals yesterday. Kirk Cousins, he cashes in, coming off a torn Achilles. And yet the Falcons are giving him a big deal, $180 million deal to join the Atlanta Falcons. So Kirk Cousins, 4-year, $180 million contract with the Falcons, a $50 million signing bonus, $90 million guaranteed over the next 2 seasons. They've done the math here, and Kirk Cousins has over $300 million in guaranteed money that he has earned over the course of his career, and he has one playoff win to show for it. He's done all right. He's done okay. Saquon Barkley leaving the Giants as a free agent. He will be with the Giants' rival, the Eagles, on a three-year, $37 million deal. Josh Jacobs is leaving the Raiders. He signs a deal with the Green Bay Packers, and it's a deal that is a four-year, $48 million contract, $12.5 million signing bonus. So he goes to Green Bay. Aaron Jones was cut by the Packers, and now Aaron Jones reportedly is going to sign a one-year, $7 million deal with a division rival, the Minnesota Vikings. Austin Eckler, who I thought would be a good fit for the Chiefs, but figured it was kind of a pipe dream. It is a pipe dream. Eckler's going to sign a two-year deal with the Washington Commanders for $11 million. The Giants traded for outstanding linebacker Brian Burns of the Carolina Panthers and did not have to give up a first-round pick, then signed him to a $150 million deal, gave up a second and a fifth-round pick in order to make that happen. So there's a lot of moves. Baker Mayfield staying with the Buccaneers. 3 years, $115 million. $50 million of that is guaranteed. He earned it after the way he played this year. Resurrected his career. Always thought he got a bum deal in Cleveland. And so there's a lot of movement. A lot of movement. When it comes to free agency, Chiefs basically keeping their best defensive player. They've tagged their next best available player. And I think the most notable defensive player that the Chiefs would probably walk away from is going to be Willie Gay, because they did re-sign Drew Tranquil, a three-year deal last week. A lot of questions as to where Justin Fields will go, quarterback for the Bears. A lot of people thought he'd go to Atlanta. Now Atlanta picks up a 35-year-old quarterback off a torn Achilles. That's an interesting move there. So we'll see what happens when it comes to how Justin Fields is handled there with the Bears. The Bears are expected to take Caleb Williams with the first overall pick when the draft takes place in April. But Justin Fields might have to settle for being a backup somewhere, which doesn't seem quite right. I mean, I think that guy has a lot of talent. There's talk the Raiders might trade for him, although the Raiders just picked up Gardner Minshew, who is a Pro Bowler this year with the Colts. Russell Wilson, if you didn't hear, is signing a one-year deal with the Steelers. Jacoby Brissett is going back to New England Patriots. So, as we said, there's a lot of movement. Tony Pollard. DeAndre Swift signed with the Bears. He had a good year with the Eagles, but then the Eagles got Saquon Barkley. DeAndre Swift goes to the Bears. And Tony Pollard. Where did Tony Pollard go here? I thought he went to the... Was he going to the Texans? Let me double check that real quick, because the Cowboys are losing their top running back. And he is going to go to the Titans. Derrick Henry leaving the Titans. The reports are he may go to the Ravens. So, see, it feels like musical chairs, doesn't it? So, Tony Pollard is expected to get a three-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. Now, as for the Chiefs, what do they do moving forward? If you're a Chiefs fan, you're expecting some amazing, gigantic, huge free agency signings. I think you're going to be disappointed. If you're expecting some gigantic, huge trades, I think you're going to be disappointed. I think what the Chiefs are going to do, this is just my opinion based on the people that I talk to, is I think the Chiefs are going to go after a experienced wide receiver that is not a top-tier free agent, because the top people that people point to in regards to wide receiver, well, first of all, T. Higgins, who requested a trade yesterday if they can't work out a long-term deal, but he was tagged by the Bengals. I don't see the Chiefs trading draft picks and then giving a ton of money to T. Higgins. They don't have tons of cap flexibility to the Chiefs. Michael Pittman Jr., it looks like he got tagged by the Colts. He'll probably stay there. Mike Evans is re-signed with the Buccaneers. He's not an option. There were reports yesterday the Chiefs have inquired about Marquise Brown, who used to go to Oklahoma. He's had his injuries. I'm not thrilled by Marquise Brown coming to the Chiefs. He played for the Cardinals. That's just me. I'm not a big Marquise Brown fan at the NFL level. I would much rather have Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley is a wide receiver that's a free agent. Came back after 1 year suspension for gambling, and he had a pretty good year, over 1,000 yards receiving for the Jaguars. Put him with Patrick Mahomes. I would love to see Calvin Ridley, a Kansas City Chief, and I think that would be the glossiest move the Chiefs could make when it comes to wide receiver. Darnell Mooney of the Bears had over 1,000 yards receiving under Matt Nagy when he was the head coach of the Bears. Matt Nagy is now offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Reports yesterday that the Chiefs have some interest in Darnell Mooney. Gabe Davis, who just torched the Chiefs in the playoffs before. He is going to the Jaguars as a free agent, so he's not an option. Odell Beckham Jr. is a free agent. I don't really have any excitement at all for him to come to the Chiefs. Tyler Boyd, the Bengals, might not be able to keep him, so maybe that's a guy. Here's one that's kind of under the radar, not a lot of people talked about. Curtis Samuel of the Commanders had a pretty solid season last year. Decent possession receiver, can stretch the field a little bit. He might be a good fit for the Chiefs. So those are among the wide receivers. KJ Osborne of Minnesota has been linked to the Chiefs at certain times by people. But I think, Dustin and I have talked about it. We haven't seen Tyler Lockett has not been released by the Seahawks. So if the Chiefs wanted Tyler Lockett, they have to trade for him. I don't think Chiefs have any interest in trading picks for any wide receiver. I think the Chiefs, what they'll do is they're going to address wide receiver in the draft. I could see them taking a receiver or two. They might take a receiver in the first round of the draft. They might trade up in the first round to get Xavier Worthy if they think he won't be there at 32, the wide receiver of Texas, who ran a 4.21 at the combine. Ladd McConkey, who's a good receiver for Georgia. People have talked about how he might be there at the end of the first round. Chiefs have the 32nd final pick of the first round. Chiefs could easily draft a wide receiver in the second round. The last few years, they've done that. Sky Moore hasn't worked out so far. Rashee Rice, absolutely terrific. They were both second-round picks of Brett Veach at wide receiver in the draft. So the Chiefs can address wide receiver in the draft. There's no doubt about that. I think most people believe that the Chiefs' biggest, most pressing area of concern on this team, now that Chris Jones is back in the fold, even with the Jarius Sneed, if they trade him, they're still pretty solid at corner. They've got all-pro in Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson they like. He could slide into their Jarius Sneed's role, possibly, a tall, lanky corner. They like Josh Williams. They're young at the corner spot. They're set at safety. Right now the Chiefs only have one running back under contract. Jerick McKinnon is a free agent. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a free agent. So the Chiefs will have to address the running back situation, which, let's be honest, running back is not as important as it once was in the National Football League. I'm not saying it isn't important. I'm just saying it's not a position that teams that are really, really good that win Super Bowls are spending a lot of money on. See the Chiefs. Isaiah Pacheco on a rookie deal. So the Chiefs, can they find a serviceable third down back for cheap? Yeah, I think they can. And I think they could draft another young, fast running back in the draft. So they could address that. So when you look at the offensive side of the ball for the Chiefs, because defensively, I think they need to draft a young athletic linebacker for depth with Gay more likely leaving for free agency and will not be coming back. Drew Tranquil, Nick Bolton will probably be your starting backers. Pass rush, Omenihu coming back, although the torn ACL, don't know when he'll be back. Karlaftis obviously had a great year, second-year player out of Purdue, had over 10 sacks. Chris Jones in the middle. They probably will address, and I would imagine Chiefs will probably try to get another defensive tackle. Derek Nnadi is more than likely not going to be with the team next year. He's a free agent. So I could see the Chiefs trying to grab a safety, maybe a corner, in the draft. I can see the Chiefs trying to get a D-tackle or two. Maybe there's a veteran out there they might grab. Would they look for another pass rusher? I think it depends on what they think of Omenihu recovering from his torn ACL that has suffered in the AFC title game. I also think it depends a little bit on what they think about Felix Ndikunozama, first-round pick out of K-State. If they think he's ready to go, then maybe they don't have to address pass rusher as much or edge rusher, although Mike Dana is a free agent, more than likely is going to sign somewhere else. So, when you look at the Chiefs, another pass rusher would be something I'm sure they're going to target. So let's start compiling the list, right? If you looked at, maybe they're looking for some depth, right? So we're looking at maybe a safety, maybe a corner, a linebacker, probably a D tackle, and maybe an edge rusher. Okay, that's five. And then you're going to need to find a running back. You also need a backup quarterback, by the way. Blaine Gabbert's not under contract anymore. And then unless Shane Bouchel's, you can be your guy. I mean, who's your backup quarterback? That's something else they'll have to address. I mentioned running back, wide receiver. Tight end, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, Blake Bell, all those guys, I believe, are under contract. So they don't have to do anything at tight end. I would like to see them get a younger tight end that they like that could be the heir apparent to Kelce. I don't think Noah Gray's that guy. There was a rumor the other day that Noah Gray might retire, which I don't even know if there's anything to that. And, you know, tackle, right? Tackle's Juwan Taylor. It doesn't sound like the Chiefs are going to move him to left tackle. So Domin Smith's a free agent. So who's your left tackle? Is it Wanya Morris? Do you draft a left tackle? There's a lot of really good tackles in the draft. Do you go get sign a veteran tackle or get a flyer on a guy like Domin Smith that's fairly cheap? So as you play along with me during this whole conversation, what position is a position of most need? And despite all the things I just told you, I think most people will say wide receiver is still their biggest need. Because right now, you have your number one wide receiver, Rashee Rice, who will be going his second year. Justin Watson. And then who do you really have after that? Sky Moore will, you know, I would think he'll make the team. But obviously, a lot of people aren't big fans of him. Kadarius Toney, I think, will have a shot to try to make the team, but you can't be too high on him, obviously. So the way I look at it is there's two guys right now. I don't consider Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney major contributors next year. I don't even know if Toney will be on this team. So you're looking at Rashee Rice and Justin Watson. Well, yeah, they have to. What about Justin Ross? Is he going to be a contributor on this team? I don't know. He was the cat's meow in training camp and then didn't do anything, like we tried to tell you at the time. There's always a guy that at training camp, everybody goes, you know, just all riled up and all excited about, think he's going to be this difference maker and doesn't do jack squat during the regular season because now it's real. You're going up against number ones all the time. So the Chiefs, I think, need at least two receivers. And one, I think they'll do get in the draft. Now, hopefully that guy turns out. But I think they definitely have to find a veteran wide receiver. The question is there a speed guy out there, or are you going to get that guy in the draft and then get the possession guy? Because I think what you're looking at with your Chiefs is you're going to need to find a guy that can stretch the field. And I do think there's a lot of speed in the draft at wide receiver, so you could find that there. So then you got to find a guy that can be that Juju Smith-Schuster type of player for the Chiefs. Does that make sense? Like, Travis Kelce is a possession receiver. We know that for the most part. He plays underneath and he can get open. But they need, it'd be helpful if they had a guy like Juju that they had 2 years ago. You're not going to have another Tyreek Hill. Maybe you draft a super speedster and he can stretch the field and it'll be something, you know, like going deep when you did with Tyreek Hill. I don't know. But I think they need to find a veteran, solid possession receiver. And a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster was that guy a couple years ago. Names that pop in my head, we already mentioned Darnell Mooney of the Bears is maybe one of those options. You know, Marquise Brown, I don't really look as a possession receiver. He's more of a guy that stretched the field. So maybe that's a guy they pick up to stretch the field, and then they go with maybe later in the draft, a third-round pick, and go with more of a possession, move-the-chain type of wide receiver that's good on short and intermediate routes. I still would love to see Calvin Ridley as a Kansas City Chiefs. I would love to have Calvin Ridley. That would be my number one choice at wide receiver if they can swing it financially, which I don't know if they can. So, and then I'll tell you, like I've said before, and once again, he's not available as of now, but if the Seahawks cut bait from Tyler Lockett, I would be all over trying to see if I can get Tyler Lockett to come to Kansas City. And I'm not saying Tyler Lockett's going to be the bona fide number one. He's not a number one with the Seahawks, although he has DK Metcalf, and DK Metcalf is really, really good. But, and it does, yeah, it's not going to happen, it doesn't look like. The Seahawks have restructured the contracts of Tyler Lockett. So they have restructured Tyler Lockett's contract. So he's not going to be an option unless the Chiefs trade for him. So Lockett, it restructures deal 2 years up to $32 million, $13 million guaranteed. So Tyler Lockett, take him off the table. Darn it. Oh, I thought he'd be so good at having as a Chief. So Lockett is not an option. So let's erase him from the list. Who's another guy that a lot of people maybe haven't been talking about, but that could be a guy that could resurrect his career. How about Hunter Renfro, the Raiders, who's coming off a rough year, but he's only 28, a very good possession receiver. Just a few years ago, had a pretty big year. He's a great guy on third down. Technically, he is still under contract with the Raiders. There's a report here about how the Cowboys should trade for Hunter Renfro. They need some help with wide receiver. So those are some of the candidates, if you're talking wide receiver, which I think people like to talk more about the wide receiver, running back. They like to talk about the offensive positions of need more so than, oh, yeah, you need a big, fat defensive tackle. Well, whatever. We'll find a guy to plug in there. Oh, we need a linebacker. We'll find a guy. Safety, corner, whatever. And then, oh, yeah, oh, how about this guy? This would be great at wide receiver. T. Higgins would be unbelievable. Well, yeah, he would be, but he's going to cost you a ton of money, and he's going to cost you draft picks. So that's not really an option for the Chiefs. You're going to have to think lower level. And I don't mean lower level as in horrible players. I'm talking a tier below T. Higgins. And the only guy that comes anywhere somewhat close to T. Higgins that's available out there that I see is Calvin Ridley. So I think that's the best wide receiver out there that the Chiefs could go get right now that would really create some excitement in Chiefs Kingdom. There are other receivers that could definitely help this team. Scantling has been cut, so he's no longer part of this team. I think Mecole Hardman Jr. will be back with the Chiefs on a cheap one-year deal with some incentives. But the Chiefs, no question, have to address wide receiver. They will, and there's no doubt in my mind they'll address it in the draft. But will they address it at all in free agency? And as more and more players come off the board, will the Chiefs feel not pressured, but will they feel like a sense of urgency? We got to get this guy because there's only so many available out there. So for NFL, free agency is underway, and it's going to be hard to keep track. I mean, all these running backs are just going all over the place. I mean, Barkley to the Eagles, DeAndre Swift to the Bears, Tony Pollard to the Titans, Derrick Henry rumored to go to the Ravens. I mean, you got all kinds of running backs. That Josh Jacobs to the Packers, Aaron Jones to the Vikings. So just the running back position itself is just an absolute carousel of change. And the Chiefs right now only have one running back that's under contract that played in the Super Bowl, and that's Isaiah Pacheco. So they'll have to address that and a backup quarterback. There's lots of needs and lots of things the Chiefs need to get done. And because of some of the free agents that they're going to lose that they can't afford to keep, they've got a lot of things to take care of. Brett Veach has got a lot of work to do, as he usually does every offseason, and they want to go for a three-peat. And as I say many, many times, in Veach, I trust. The Kansas City Royals are in spring training. Of course, we have our Royals bus trip coming up on May the 5th, on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And if you want to go on that Royals bus trip, you can go ahead and give us a call, 545-3220. You can sign up at various locations across north central Kansas where you can sign up and win a couple of tickets on our bus trip. And, in fact, you can sign up at, let me pull that list up here, Cunningham Telephone Cable in Glen Elder, Miller Hardware LLC in Downs, Gerard's Grocery Store in Osborne, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Mankato, and Jewel sign up at Bonert Welding. In Beloit, sign up at Dairy Queen, Cunningham Telephone Cable, Ray's Apple Market, as the Royals we'll be hosting the Texas Rangers, defending World Series champion, coming up on May the 5th, and we will be there. We'd love for you to join us. The Royals in spring training, they lost yesterday 12-9 to the Giants, but they've had a pretty good spring training so far, 11-6. They'll play today at 3:10 against Colorado Rockies. Their ace, Cole Reagans, will be on the hill for the boys in blue. There's no doubt the Royals are better on paper, especially with their starting rotation and their bullpen. NFL free agency, go back to that for a moment. Sam Darnold looks like he's going to the Vikings on a one-year deal after the Vikings lost Kirk Cousins a free agency as he signed with the Atlanta Falcons. See if there's anything else here new to report when it comes to any of this NFL free agency. Doesn't look like I have anything new right off the bat right here. And Porter Mosier, there's a lot of rumors saying that he's going to be leaving Oklahoma, head coach of the Oklahoma men's basketball team, to take the job at DePaul. And Porter Mosier has posted on Twitter today, heard all the rumors, and want to say emphatically there is zero truth behind these rumors. I love Oklahoma and Sooner Nation. These accounts make stuff up. There's no validity to any of these sources because I have spoken to no one, in capital letters, about any job. So Porter Moser coming out and refuting all of that. All of that. Yeah, we'll see. Sometimes coaches say those things. Next thing you know, the season's over and they're gone. And you're like, huh, did they lie to me? Or were they, maybe it wasn't technically done. Maybe they hadn't talked officially to the right. Maybe he didn't talk to the people, but his agent did. Yeah, we'll find out. Porter Moser, and, you know, staying at Oklahoma, they're going to go to the SEC next year. Now, basketball in the SEC is probably not as good as football, although the SEC is a pretty solid league when it comes to men's basketball. So we'll continue to see if Porter Moser will stay at Oklahoma based on the rumors that are out there that he's refuting here today. All right, once again, we will have KU basketball tomorrow night, 8:30, pregame at 8 o'clock on Z96.3 Lake as KU will take on either West Virginia or Cincinnati. Central Florida and Oklahoma State playing this morning, 11:30. Big 12 tournament gets underway at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. And then the 2 o'clock game is West Virginia and Cincinnati. Sports Ticket brought to you, as always, by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Reminder that all of the All-League high school basketball selections for the Mid-Continent League, the Northern Plains League, and the North Central Association are all posted at ncksports.com. If you want to go back and look at former All-Leaguers from previous years, or you want to look at the All-Leaguers this year, as I just mentioned, if you want to go to the Athletes of the Week archive, you want to look at schedules for our area teams. We cover the North Central Association, Northern Plains League, and also Smith Center and Concordia. You can go check out all of that available to you on ncksports.com. There's schedules for all kinds of high school sports. There are standings from all the high school sports, the All-League archives, the Athlete of the Week archives. There's so much for you, the schedules, the results. It's a pretty cool site. If you had checked it out, you need to do so, as it is your source for high school sports information online here in North Central Kansas, ncksports.com. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. This has been The Ticket, brought to you by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair.
State, regional, and national sports talk on your schedule. The Sports Ticket Podcast. Subscribe via Apple, Google, and TuneIn Podcasts or SunflowerStateRadio.com.